We've got it. We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the first day of September 2013 as you listen to this worldwide transmission. And I am normally live here on Sundays, but we are taking off a little bit of time to actually work on Obama deception, too, to be quite frank with you. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have miles to go before I sleep. But part of this transmission will be original. It will be virgin. It will be a maiden voyage in the last three segments of the second hour. Coming up today, because I had a chance to interview Friday night, just a little while ago, as I said, recording this on Friday night, Russell Brand. And a lot of you probably heard of him. You know, he is a very fast-rising movie star, TV host, and a comic. And he's really been shaking things up, calling the media a bunch of narcissistic, basically mentally ill fools. And I had heard from David Icke that he was a listener, so we contacted him. Turned out he was a follower of me on my little Twitter account, Real Alex Jones. And so I contacted him on his Twitter that's got 6 million plus followers and said, hey, we'd like to get you on. And boom, he came on. And he says when he comes to Austin in a few weeks, we'll be able to do a video interview. So that should be interesting. And people say, oh, why do we care about that? Well, he's a smart guy. He's getting people to think outside the box. And he's really, you know, awakened a lot from purely Marxist-type ideas to a more libertarian view is what I got from the interview that you will be hearing. Because when I did it earlier today, it was only myself and the crew that heard it, very small audience. But you will be hearing it by the millions coming up, and I think it was very informative. And then the best part is all of Russell Brand's hundreds of millions of fans around the world will then, many of them, tune in to this radio broadcast and to see the video of the interview that we'll be posting up on Infowars.com after the show today so that they can then hear him not being interrupted by petty issues, only interrupted by other serious questions. So that is coming up. Don't worry, the signature, trademark, interruptions will be brought to you by the speech impediment master, Alex Jones. I don't really have that, but I wish I did. So, ladies and gentlemen, that is coming up. Now, doesn't really matter that I'm saying this, but it's interesting. If there is a big strike on Syria, you will be hearing me this Sunday, so you'll never hear this tape. This is all for naught. But obviously, if you are hearing it, there's a little inside baseball of how we're pre-planning things and how hard we work here at the Infowars.com studios. If Obama for face-saving only cruise missiles is a few military outposts, then which is still a war crime to back al-Qaeda in Syria, I will not be live, and you'll get to hear the Russell Brand interview and more. But obviously, if there is a big attack, we will be here. And we'll be here Monday as well. David Knight tomorrow on the Monday show, I guess that's September 2nd, he will be live doing 3 hours of the show. I will be here at the office working on the bomb deception too, as I have been about 7 days a week as of late. Best film, most powerful film ever made. It's unbelievable. I mean, just how it exposes this thing. It's the Rosetta Stone of understanding this tyranny. So that's coming up. But we've got a distilled boil down of the most important World War III, the potential World War III news of the week with Greg Palast, Dr. Jerome Corsi, Dr. Paul Greg Roberts. That's all coming up from those interviews this week, boiled down. And then you get the, again, maiden voyage of my interview with Russell Brand. And again, if we win the culture wars to wake up people that have once been the princes of trendiness and now they're the princes of a mass awakening, we are certainly beginning to win the culture war for free humanity against the Borg collectivist globalist. So we're going to go to break. For now, though, my friends, I've got to leave you with the original transmission until Russell Brand joins us in about an hour and 15 minutes from now. But next, Dr. Jerome Corsi, straight ahead. It's September 1st, 2013, PrisonPlanet.tv.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. We're here Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Back Sundays, live, 4 to 6 p.m. But this is a retransmission for part of the broadcast today because the information was so important this week, breaking down the confusing mess that is the Middle East. And then a premiere interview that I taped Friday with the top comedian, movie star, you name it, Russell Brand, on a host of political issues. It's powerful. We're going to premiere it in the last three segments of the second hour, coming up in about an hour and 15 minutes. So stay with us for that. First up, Dr. Jerome Corsi of WorldNet Daily. You cannot get a better political mind on what's happening in the Middle East with bombshell info about the nuclear threat, the World War III threat posed if this expansion of the war gets out of hand by Obama. Excuse me, that's illegal in America to talk about the president. We don't have a First Amendment anymore. I meant our Lord, our King, our dear leader, Kim Jong-il, Kim Jong-un. I meant Obama. Here it is. This is unprecedented. Here's the headline. Syria gas attack, work of U.S. allies. Dr. Jerome Corsi, very respected person, of course, Ph.D., Harvard University, political science, a best-selling New York Times best-selling author of Unfit for Command and so many other amazing books, worked as a consultant at the highest levels of national security. I know large areas of the Pentagon know this is a pure evil, what's about to happen, and the Russians will probably respond. So I want to give him the floor. We've only got him for this segment. Dr. Corsi, how big is this that they're doing this and that they don't have support? Bush had 72% in Gallup polls and Pew at 72 in 2003. I think this is the total collapse of credibility, but it's kind of like Hitler wasn't supported at the end either, but he was still in control of the Reich. What are we seeing here? And break down this bombshell.
Well, and first of all, Alex, the article we got running on WorldNet Daily, WND.com right now, as you say, I went yesterday and researched, checked with the Arabic-speaking sources, Waleed Shobat, who helped write the article. There's numerous videos on the Internet and in the Arabic-speaking world that make it clear the rebels are the ones who have launched the sarin gas attacks, not the Assad government. Now, you know, the Assad government is not a great government. I mean, there's no good guys in Syria, but the point is the truth is the truth. And I think the attempt by the Obama administration, which now appears to be the second time the Obama administration has tried this, it was the narrative being run out of the White House back in May, that the Assad government was launching chemical attacks. But the problem is that there's no validation of it. There's no hard proof. John Kerry, Secretary of State, said yesterday he has indisputable proof. Well, let's see it. Why don't we see this proof? It's not there. Even the United Nations, going back to May, doubted very seriously that the Assad regime, as bad as it is, was going to use sarin gas attacks. As you said, it does not make any sense. Why, when the Assad government's winning, would it resort to sarin gas attacks? And with video after video, with testimony after testimony coming out of the Arab world, in Syria, it's widely known that it's the rebels, which are, you know, a group of Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, ragtag radicals that are opposing the regime and the Obama administration supporting. These are not good guys. And to think that they wouldn't use sarin gas attacks stretches the imagination, especially when we have pictures of the sarin gas arsenals with the gas and the other chemicals coming from Saudi Arabia. I mean, it seems to me that if the Obama administration is going to go to war on Syria, which is what this means, a very massive step. I mean, I can't emphasize to how to people listening how much we are on the verge here of World War III. Russia and China are not going to sit by if Obama thinks he can wag the dog, get attention off of his other problems, or, you know, run a false flag here. It isn't going to fly with Russia and China saying to Obama, you don't have the evidence, and we're not going to tolerate a military attack.
Very, very succinctly said, Dr. Corsi. I want to break something down. You have never talked like this in the decade that I've been interviewing you or more. And I've talked to a lot of other top people on and off air about this. Colonel Schaefer is one of them, but many others off record. And they all are saying exactly what you're saying. And it's so transparent. How does Obama think he's going to get away with this?
Well, again, I think the Obama administration has gotten to the point where they think they can lie with impunity. Certainly that's what this appears to be. And, you know, Alex, I don't think we've been in a more critical moment since the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, the Cuban Missile Crisis, Jack Kennedy had photographs of the missiles from U-2 flights over Cuba. And Jack Kennedy showed those to the world. He went to the United Nations and he said, here's the pictures of the missiles in Cuba. Obama has not done that. Obama has not presented to the American people or to the UN his evidence of the Assad regime being involved in the sarin gas attacks. And you've got Assad denying it, you've got Russia denying it, you've got China denying it, all of them with logic on their side. And we published at WND the videos where you can see with your own eyes the terrorists, the rebels, the forces Obama's supporting being the culprits in the gas attacks. I want to make a couple of points. One, first of all, people got to realize that, you know, Russia and China are not borrowing $1 trillion a year to make their budget. We are. We're in a vastly weakened economic position, and the world knows it. Secondly, where American public opinion is right now is not in favor of a military action, and I don't see it changing quickly. Now, when let's say we have a cruise missile attack or we have a bomber attack over Syria. If we get involved in a shooting war, not just with Syria, but with Russia, or with Russia and China, the ramifications of that are unpredictable and unpredictably frightening. Because if Russia and China say, the United States, you can't sustain a war economically, and you're on the wrong side here, and if Russia and China stand behind Assad, which they are doing, we are moving, we're escalating the whole conflict beyond the level of surrogates into where we're risking a direct confrontation with Russia, certainly with Russia.
And giving them the moral high ground, which history shows you cannot win a immoral war long term.
Well, where is, you know, at least with Jack Kennedy in the White House, he sent Adlai Stevenson, who was the U.N. ambassador, to the U.N., and he showed the pictures of the missiles in Cuba. Today, we don't have a single thing.
By the way, they're coming out with this new dossier, but I expect that to be more, you know, phony baloney as well. What are you expecting?
Remember, we've gone through this. The leftist, the duplicity here is amazing to me. When it was George W. Bush saying there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, the left, John Kerry, Barack Obama, were all over the issue, saying it was a lie. And now you've got Obama and Kerry using the same lie to advance what could end up being another phony pretext for a phony war. I think the American people are can see through this.
Sure, we got 1 minute left. Bottom line, what do you expect to happen in your gut?
My gut is that the Obama administration is so far out in the limb, they're going to attack, and we're going to come to the edge of World War III.
Unfortunately, I agree with you. I hope everybody's saying their prayers for their children tonight.
People better understand how serious this is. It's been one of the most serious moments in world history that we have ever faced.
And they're all doing it because these power-mad control freaks that run Washington think they're invincible.
And Obama does not want us talking about the IRS scandal with the Tea Party groups or the NSA eavesdropping on
Benghazi,
or the fact that we're again out of money and spending another $1 trillion we don't have on an out-of-control budget. Obama doesn't want these topics.
Doctor, we're going to have to get updates from you every day if we can do it. I know you've got to go. Please join us again tomorrow. I know you're on top of this like no one else. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. Great to be with you.
Wow. Man, I'm going to tuck my kids in tonight twice and kiss them twice. I mean, I hate the New World Order. These people are the greatest threat to civilization. We've got to stop these people. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to big pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
To get Dr. Roberts on today. He wrote a story that's at callcraigroberts.org, and we also have it up on Infowars.com. Syria, another Western war crime in the making, Paul Craig Roberts. And I wanted to get the former head of policy at the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, on to give a truly conservative perspective on this and to ask him, is it good news that only 9% of Americans in a Reuters poll agree with this? I think this is the collapse of support. And it really shows we have a rogue state kleptocracy in there, A. But B, does he think they'll go ahead and strike? Dr. Corsi believes they will, and it may cause World War III. Dr. Roberts, thanks for coming on.
Pleased to be with you, Alex.
Break it down.
Well, they're going to strike, and of course, it was not done by Assad. It was staged by the Americans and the Israelis. We've known this from the beginning. The minute that Obama said there was a line drawn, we knew they were going to have a false flag event. The fact that the American people are finally caught on, are tired of these wars that don't serve their purposes, doesn't matter because Washington now is no longer accountable, except to a few powerful private interests. So I think it will go ahead. I don't think nuclear war will result because of this strike, but it's going to result because what the United States is doing, they're radicalizing the Muslims. It's a way of destabilizing both Russia and China. Russia has large Muslim populations. It's bordered by numerous Muslim countries. China has some Muslim populations and borders. And so as this radicalization of Muslims spreads, it spreads into these two countries and becomes destabilizing for them. And as well, the United States has inside Russia hundreds of non-governmental organizations funded with American money whose purpose is to destabilize Russia, to demand liberalization, which is really a way of creating dissenting voices, arousing the different nationality passions of the peoples in Russia. The same in China. In China, every time an American company locates a new plant or a bank branch in China, they create a board, and they put on this board the Chinese relatives of the local and regional party officials. And so that board becomes a way of, it's a conduit for money into the regional and local Communist Party. And it creates loyalties that put them at odds with the central government.
So it's a global corporatist takeover above all the nations. Again, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joins us. He's an economist and also has worked internationally on many deals, including the peace deals with the Soviet Union back in 1991. Doctor, unfortunately, I have to agree with you, and all the other experts I talk to agree, and I've done my own research. I think the only thing that may stop it is the military itself quietly leaking information, sabotaging things in a peaceful way, kind of blocking what's going on. And that's why you see such a focus on persecuting whistleblowers, because the kleptocrats that have seized control of our central government seem to be concerned about that. So I think that shows that that may be a weakness.
Well, you know, Dempsey, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, has warned against it. But I think on the whole, the military is unable to do anything. And what they would have to do would be simply to have a coup. But actually, the war serves the purpose of the military. It serves the military security complex, the go-along, get-along generals when they retire. They either get to be Pentagon consultants or they become lobbyists.
Sure, but it's not going to serve them if we go totally bankrupt and there's a nuclear war.
I know, but everybody thinks about their interests. Who's looking after me? This is my chance. I can't rock the boat. So it becomes very hard for the military to to do something that's actually against the short-run interests of all of the members in the higher ranks. So I don't know that we can count on the military stopping it. They haven't stopped any of the other wars.
Why do you think they're going ahead with this now, to distract from all the scandals, to try to get Iran to get involved so that they can have a wider war?
Well, you know, it's part of the neoconservative document that they put out. And General Wesley Clark is reported. He was shown the same thing when he visited the Pentagon. So I think what it's really about is the United States was going to pull off in Syria exactly the same scenario it used in Libya. Only this time the Russians and the Chinese vetoed the no-fly zone, because they had learned that the no-fly zone was actually something the Americans and NATO used for attacking Gaddafi's forces. So they vetoed it. So the Americans had already, Washington had already instigated the outside jihadists going into Syria to overthrow the secular president, and yet there was no air support. And so the American-backed forces, the Washington-backed forces, are being defeated. And so they've got to find some way to come to the aid of the forces. And so that's what this chemical weapons false flag attack is all about. It gives Washington an excuse to run in there and rescue the forces that it sent to work.
Sir, Joel Skousen, who does World Affairs Brief, has been very accurate in his analysis, as have you been. He believes that the Anglo-American power structure is trying to get Russia and China to start a nuclear war, and that they believe out of that global crisis, they'll be able to create a new police state here, roll out some of the space-based weapons they've got to defeat them, and finally have world domination, and that this is truly a megalomaniacal thing that's happening. What's your take on that analysis?
Well, we already have a police state. They already have that, and nobody survives nuclear war. I mean, there won't be any survivors. So I think... That's an incorrect analysis, and that...
Okay, well, you and I could see the end of this, and he can see the end of it, and everybody else I talk to that's intelligent could see the end of it. What is the power structure thinking, then, if they don't want World War III? Why are they trying to start it? Or are they so arrogant, like Don Corzine making 40-1 bets in the stock market, that they just think they're invincible?
Well, they probably are full of hubris. And they're full of the ideology that they're indispensable and exceptional, but they're also counting on winning. They're counting on their strategy of destabilizing Russia and China working. I mean, Washington does have fifth columns in both countries. And so if radicalizing the Muslim populations causes more instability, then Washington says we can win. So they're banking on winning without the nuclear war. But what they're overlooking is that that's the only weapons that China and Russia would have to stop this. So I think it would come out. We'll all be simply destroyed. It'd be the end of life on Earth.
And they also like to use the radical Muslims they're flooding the U.S. and Europe with as another way to destabilize and then take all our liberties from the threat they literally created. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, folks can read your columns on your site and syndicated around the web on places like Infowars.com, PaulCraigRoberts.org. Thank you so much for your analysis.
Pleased to talk to you.
Well, there you go. There's the father of Reaganomics, listed as one of the top 10 economists in the world by Forbes magazine. And here telling us that we're probably going to end up in the next few years, if not sooner, have nuclear war, and we're all dead. And Don Corzine and Blank Fine, everybody just doesn't care because they've just got trillions they've stolen, and they're all just got jet copters and 20 mistresses, and they're invincible.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines, and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. foods. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking up the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerated iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back here on this Sunday transmission, playing some of the most important clips of the weekday broadcast. Coming up, Russell Brand premiere interview I did Friday night. That's coming up to be exclusively premiered here on the Sunday transmission. But first off, I want to go back to the day before the last clip you heard with Dr. Corsi, when he was getting into the Muslim Brotherhood connection to Obama. And I've researched this myself. This is just bombshell info about how treacherous this federal government has gotten, led by this globalist Barack Hussein Obama. So here's a key clip with Dr. Corsi. All right. I wanted to get, for the balance of the hour, Dr. Jerome Corsi on because I saw an article he did for WND.com, WorldNet Daily, last Friday.
about Obama's connections to his cousins in the Muslim Brotherhood. Well, Odinga was made to be the prime minister after they rioted and killed people all over the country, and Obama's senatorial emails are public where he advised him how to do it. So, yes, Obama is Muslim Brotherhood, but from my research, but that's another cover. They're just manipulating that group. So I wanted to segue into that briefly, then get Dr. Corsi, because he's worked in security in the Middle East as a contractor to the State Department and other things, get his take on where all this is going. And the chemical attack that I think all the evidence shows was a false flag. Dr. Corsi has a Ph.D. from Harvard University in political science, and he's currently a senior writer for WorldNet Daily. And he's got a whole bunch of number one New York Times bestsellers, and we'll tell you about those as well. But Dr. Corsi, we're going to break in about 2 minutes. Briefly, what is your take on the situation with all this Muslim Brotherhood news coming out and Obama's family?
Well, I think the bottom line is that the Egyptian government, the current government, the military, have decided to out the Muslim Brotherhood. They're prosecuting the Muslim Brotherhood. In the process, they want the world to know that the Obama administration is very tightly tied to the Muslim Brotherhood, including in financial ties to the Obama family. So the news we're going to talk about is news that WND got when it was released by the Egyptian government asking for the United States press to pick up the story.
Wow, and you've written quite a few articles on this. The latest I saw was on Friday. We should check WorldNet Daily. Is there a new article out? And give us the headline. We'll put that on screen.
Well, I have a new article out right now today that argues from some sources in the Middle East that the intention of the Egyptian government when these trials begin for the Muslim Brotherhood is to implicate President Obama directly.
That's bombshell.
In a series of financial transactions with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. The Egyptian government sent out the head of the, it was a vice president for the Supreme Constitutional Court of Egypt. Her name was Tahani al-Jibali. And she gave a speech and then several interviews in Egyptian television in which she said she wanted the American people to know that President Obama's brother was managing the money of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. And that brother is, we've identified as Malik Obama, who is in Kenya. But what Jibali said was very important, that she wanted, said, we want to inform the American people that their president's brother Obama is one of the architects of the major investments of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. We will carry out the law. The Americans will not stop us. We need to open the files and begin court sessions. She said further that the Obama administration knows they've supported terrorism. We're going to open these files so the nations know the truth and the Obama administration is exposed and that they have collaborated with terrorists. And it's this reason that the administration fights us. So this is a clear attempt by the Egyptian government to out and embarrass the Obama administration for supporting the Egyptian Brotherhood in Egypt.
You know, I don't just believe what they say. I've done so much research like you have. I know his cousin Odinga was the treasurer for the Brotherhood. They burned half the country down. Obama advised him in emails, as you know. I want you to give people some history. So this all fits. He and his family would become like the offshore dictators of the Middle East with the Muslim Brotherhood funneling them all the money. My gosh, now it makes sense. Because these aren't just allegations from Egypt. When I was reading your article, I'm like, wait, this has come out before in this country. This has come out before in Sudan. It's come out before in Kenya. And then it all clicked. They're going to burn down the Middle East and hand it all over to themselves as a mafia. This is unbelievable. And then the magnitude of the Egyptian military turning against it, defending the Christians, CNN calling them when they kill 25 cops, calling them activists, that CNN's involved in this. Am I right in saying that if this all comes out, Dr. Corsi, this could bring down this criminal faction of the New World Order? You've got the floor. Give us the history, all of it. How big this is. Do you agree with what I just said?
Well, I think you're right, Alex. Let's detail some of it. I mean, the article I published over the weekend, which shows a documented and an Egyptian government document that we got out of the Middle East, WND, And what this is it's a government document listing from the Minister of Foreign Affairs the names of Muslim Brotherhood leaders in Egypt and the amount in bribes that they were paid in U.S. dollars by the Obama administration with the money sent through the U.S. embassy in Cairo, the money paid over the Morsi government to the Minister of Foreign Affairs and then handed out to this list of Muslim Brotherhood leaders. And they came in, the Muslim Brotherhood leaders, and signed for the money. It's a receipt. The amounts of money paid are up to $850,000 a year. And this is an authenticated document. It's going to be presented at the trials of the Muslim Brotherhood in Cairo, alleging that these Muslim Brotherhood leaders are spies working for Obama, being paid by the Obama administration. And here's the documentary evidence of it, which we have in advance of the trial through our sources in Cairo. It's incredible. I mean, it's a list of the Muslim Brotherhood bad guys being paid hundreds of thousands of dollars off the books by the United States government, the Obama administration, through our embassy in Cairo, paid via the Morsi government. This document was obtained when the Morsi government was deposed and the military went in and occupied the offices.
This is unbelievable. Is this why they're trying to ratchet up the Syria thing right now as a distraction? And what do you expect them to do to try to cover this up? And how are things going for the democratic, socialist, communist wing of the New World Order in their takeover of the Middle East?
Well, this is going to be explosive because the Egyptian government has announced in the newspapers, and we even cite the newspapers in the Middle East, this newspaper, Al-Sarun, which published in Egypt over the weekend, that this document existed and it was going to be introduced at the trials of the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Egyptian government has come out and said they want to expose the Obama administration's ties, terrorists, namely the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. Remember, the Muslim Brotherhood, before the Morsi government came in, was outlawed under Mubarak in Egypt. It was an outlaw organization. When Morsi came in, won the election, brought in the Muslim Brotherhood, Obama celebrated it. He said this was a positive development. Now it turns out that Obama had been paying, administration had been paying Muslim Brotherhood under the table through our embassy in Cairo with the cooperation. We even have the receipt with the signed signatures on it of the Muslim Brotherhood members that got paid these hundreds of thousands of dollars in bribes. Now, this document is going to be an explosive document all through the Middle East because it puts the Obama administration on the side of the Muslim Brotherhood terrorists under the table. I mean, this makes things like Iran-Contra pale in significance compared to the magnitude of this behavior, which, when fully documented, I think is going to lead to treason charges. I mean, I think it's of that magnitude.
All right, folks, we'll be back with more with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I'm Alex Jones. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tax. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements, or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back live. I want to play a little bit more of this just astonishingly important information that is now coming out in federal court in Egypt. With the government, formerly allies with this country, stabbed in the back by Obama, Al-Qaeda allowed to murder police, military, blow up churches by the hundreds, get away with everything. And now their own government bringing out the documents, and then they posted them on the news site WorldNet Daily. We have them on Infowars.com as well. This is just so insane that our government's trying to put Al-Qaeda in all over the Middle East. Let's go back to the conclusion of this information. Then we'll go to break. Stations will have the news. We'll come back with the second hour, Russell Brandt and more, Greg Palast as well. But here's the conclusion of Dr. Jerome Corsi and Obama selling us out to the Muslim jihadis. All right, Doc, we got you. How does this tie into Benghazi? Because we know there was a cover-up there of the missiles being transferred. We know elements of the government did not want to back al-Qaeda. It looks like that Obama and his controllers may be running a rogue operation, and if so, who is behind it? I mean, it's not just Obama.
Well, let's first deal with Benghazi, because we reported, WND reported, and we've been working with Waleed Shobat, who is also published alongside WND. Waleed is one of our sources. He's former PLO, Arabic speaking. And you remember in Benghazi, when we ran at WND, those clips of the latecomers, the second wave of the attack of the terrorists on the Benghazi compound. And when they entered, they said, "Don't shoot at us. We are on your side. We're from Egypt. Morsi sent us." And in fact, in the tape, even if you can't speak Arabic, you can hear them say Morsi, because Morsi was the guy. Now, this is Egyptian terrorists in Libya attacking our embassy in Benghazi. Now, we at that time had put it together with the idea that the Muslim Brotherhood, which was behind the attacks from Egypt on Benghazi, were angling to try to, with the Morsi government, get Obama to release the blind sheikh. And we have not ruled out yet that one of the theories behind the Benghazi attack was to kidnap Ambassador Stevens and exchange him for the blind sheikh. And it seems like this was kind of a behind-the-scenes, backroom deal between the Obama administration, perhaps the CIA, and the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, operating with full sanction of the Egyptian government under Morsi. But it would mean that, in a sense, we ourselves, through the CIA, may have been responsible for the attack, and that we were supporting the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt that sent terrorists to Benghazi in Libya to attack the embassy. That's pretty incredible stuff.
Well, exactly. I mean, I had one of those moments. That's why I brought up Benghazi, where it all crystallized, and I saw that triangle from Kenya and what's already been on record and what your book exposed with the documents with Odinga and Obama and emails. We'll just have riots, and they'll make you part of the government. And then you see worldwide what's going on. This is what I want to ask you. We know the big banks are behind Obama, the globalists, but geopolitically, I look at what's going on. There's something else there. Who do you think Obama really works for?
Well, I mean, I think it's hard to say, but I mean, first, your idea about money motives, that there's money motives here, I think is quite right. Because, you know, we've got Obama's brother now managing the money of the Muslim Brotherhood. Don't forget that terrorism is big business, that there's a lot of money involved here, a lot of money being stolen. Look at that list of bribes. The bribes are being paid $850,000 a year, $750,000 a year.
Individually, yeah.
Individually, I mean, that's a lot of money in the Middle East to get $850,000. It's a lot of money anywhere to get $850,000, income tax free, unrecorded. Just here's the cash in your pocket, which is the way the Muslim Brotherhood was being paid, the cash through the Morsi government after it received the cash from the State Department. But I want to go to one of your other points here, Alex, because what it looks like is that the Obama administration is trying to pin these nerve gas attacks on Assad. Now, Russia has said increasingly that, you know, there's no evidence that the Assad government is behind these nerve gas attacks. And I think the truth is that the evidence is very, very thin that the Assad government can be blamed for these attacks. I know there's a drum roll. Obama's now got the UN in inspecting, but it's equal probability. And I think some pretty good evidence that maybe it's the rebels that we're backing who may have launched the nerve attacks. And again, that question's not yet, but you ask what's the false flag. I mean, clearly, if we can have an invasion of Syria with the, you know, U.S. military forces involved or cruise missile attacks, it takes the headlines away from the Obama administration paying the Muslim Brotherhood under the carpet through the embassy in Cairo.
But I mean, look, I know there's corrupt forces in the government. It's an empire and it wants to take over and all the rest of this. But there's a lot of evidence Israel's working with these rebels as well. You've got France really cheerleading when they're usually on the sidelines. I want to get your take on why that is. And I've had a bunch of special forces and military call in last hour. They said, yes, what you're saying is exactly what we see going on. But it's been on record. You've got these extremists being staged at bases in Iraq and in Turkey. You've had Turkey bombarding them with artillery. I mean, this is a 2.5-year attempt to cut that country up. And look, if they took Assad out and like put some real Republican, I'd say, okay, whatever, but that's unconstitutional. This is so immoral. How does Washington and NATO think they're going to get away with turning that country or half of it over to al-Qaeda when they're pulling over truck drivers who aren't Wahhabists and shooting them in the head on video, cutting Christians' heads off, blowing up every church? I mean, I really take it personal that the churches, the media, even conservative media, are not standing up for one of the oldest Christian communities in the world, and that CNN's helping cover it up. It makes me realize, man, there's really some weird hatred of Christians, not just by the Wahhabist, but by the so-called liberals who really are more criminal than I thought. These are sick freaks. I mean, who are these people? Why do they want to do this?
Well, and remember, one of the early purposes, we've been reporting on this at WND all along, that what Ambassador Stevens was doing in Benghazi, and now it appears clear, that was a CIA compound. There were CIA operatives on the ground that night. The last meeting that Stevens had was dinner with one of the diplomatic representatives from Turkey. It looks like the whole purpose of that compound was to run weapons out of Libya via Turkey to get them into the hands.
Sure, we both had that info a week after it happened, and now it's been confirmed, which just shows how this is all an open secret. That's my point. No one seems to care to hide it anymore.
And also, you know, there are no good guys in this story. There, I mean, if we, the rebels that Obama wants to support are fundamentally al-Qaeda, and many of them come from Libya after having attacked our embassy. Remember, Alex, no one has ever been identified by the Obama administration as responsible for the Benghazi attack.
Oh, yeah, they say it's a protest over our First Amendment, and then they arrest the guy that put out the video that's protected.
He's the only guy in jail. There's nobody, none of the attackers, after all these months, are in jail in any country in Northern Africa for the Benghazi attack.
All right, well, listen, I agree with you that if this gets out, this is bigger than Benghazi altogether, and Benghazi's part of it. But the media is so controlled, they call people with rocket launchers and tanks activists and protesters, and then criticize the Egyptian military, which I'm not in some love fest with them either, but compared to the radical Muslim Brotherhood running around blowing up churches every day, I mean, what do you expect the military to do?
Well, and that's the problem. You see, the point is here, when you've got Obama lining up on the side of Assad, Obama also lined up on the side of Morsi, and he funded the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the evidence we've been reporting in WND. It's direct funding of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Well, let me ask you this then. Everything's mounting against Obama. His approval rating's plunging. He's got all his advisors saying we need a false flag in the Financial Times of London. Washington Post, they go, gee, a terror attack would sure help. Like, almost encouraging him. It's so thinly veiled. I expect him to pull some big, big staged event.
Well, that's what I think, you know, the concern about. It's only hours before we attack Syria. As soon as U.S. military are involved in an attack on Syria, well, then you've got a situation where, it, you know, that becomes the news. U.S. has gone to war with Syria.
And there might actually be real stuff. Iran has come out saying they're going to fire Scuds at Israel if this starts. So, and then Russia comes in. This could be World War III.
How about Russia? Russia's not going to let Assad go down without a fight, and neither is Iran. You know, this is Obama taking on Russia directly or indirectly through Assad, but, I mean, it's clearly a direct confrontation.
Well, no, the Russians are there. It is a direct,
But remember, at the core of this is evidence the Egyptian government's going to use in the trials of the Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration has been paying under the table.
All right, then explain what that's going to mean when we come back. I'm going to take a few phone calls. Mark and Joe have been holding, wanting to talk to you and I. This is Bombshell Info with Dr. Jerome Corsi. I'm Alex Jones, rsites, infowars.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.